Thanks to a downturn in energy prices, Wyoming lawmakers are in a bind. As legislators prepare for the upcoming legislative session, they will likely have to cut the budget, dip into reserves, and possibly divert money from flowing into reserve accounts in order to pay for the next 2 years. The problem is that the economic downturn may last a while. So, how will the state find money to pay for things? This week, Wyoming learned that Wyoming residents rank 48th in the nation in the amount of tax money they pay. Buck McVeigh is the director of the Wyoming Taxpayers Association, and he says the state may need to revisit its tax structure.
When you look at the overall tax structure in Wyoming and the fact that we tax minerals at 100%, and then it falls way down from that. We tax the commercial industrial properties at 11.5%, and then residential at 9.5% of assessed valuation. So dramatic disparity between what minerals pay and what we as residents pay. I think there is an argument that we as residents could pay more if we had to.
I know something the Appropriations Committee is, as we're speaking, is involved with, is trying to see what they can cut back in. And they're making cuts, but you're finding that probably finding $300 to $400 million in budget reductions is probably going to be a little bit of a challenge, to say the least. Can you also come up with that kind of money, though, without really, really impacting folks?
No, you can't, Bob. There's a reason that government has grown to the level that it is today, and it's because of legislators listening to their constituents and their people's needs. Without absolute cutting of total programs and the reduction of just really hundreds of jobs, you're not going to be able to trim government to the level that meets the current financial or the current revenue structure that we're in right now.
You and I both have been through studies of our revenue picture, and Tax 2000 is one that a lot of people reference. I know you did in a recent column. And essentially what that was, Buck, maybe you could explain that to listeners, was a thorough study of possible revenues in the state.
You know, the Tax Reform 2000 was a study that really was mandated in the 99-2000 era, when the state was facing a very similar budget crisis to what we're facing right now. And it identified a vast amount of problems. And the Tax Reform 2000 report clearly identified that Wyoming's tax structure lacks equity, stability, and balance. And so figure that, Bob, that's 16 years ago. And what are the probably the biggest arguments on Wyoming's tax structure today, and that's equity, stability, and balance. So consequently, they came up with a very, very good report. It was chock full of ideas and recommendations as to what Wyoming could do to augment its tax structure to create a more stable and more equitable environment.
It just seems like we don't do a great job of, and maybe this is just a function of government, who knows, but looking long term and identifying some of the problems we might be facing, identifying where we're going to get money, that sort of thing.
I mean, given the fact that we have managed to find a rabbit in the hat or two in the past, has made us kind of victims of our own success, if you will.
Is anybody, have you had conversations with lawmakers and others? Are people in agreement that they maybe need to do some of this and look at some of these issues?
When you look at the makeup of our 90 legislators and you look back on their on the longevity, how long they've been in office, there's not a great deal of legislators that are still with us, still in the legislature, that have been through some of these tough times of the past. So a lot of this is new ground for these legislators, and they may be a little bit less reluctant to look ahead at other tax options than the senior players that have been engaged in similar efforts of the past.
Well, I actually was going to ask you about that. I wondered if you had seen some of the younger people like, hell no, we're not going to look at any tax increases.
Well, certainly the mentality of the legislature, in my opinion, it is, it's gotten a lot more conservative over time, and so with that comes the certainly the reluctance to even entertain the notion of a tax increase. Again, you know, none of us really like to pay taxes or in essence like to see our taxes go up, but the reality of it is that we rely on tax revenues to support the way we live, from our police protection to our highways, just our lifestyle.
What you're simply proposing is, let's even out the revenue so we don't have to have these big spikes, right?
That would certainly go a step in helping to stabilize our tax system and get us away from some of these vast swings that we've experienced in the past.
Buck McVeigh, joining us from the Wyoming Taxpayers Association. I'm looking forward to you convincing folks to maybe take a close look at this, and we'll chat more with you as the legislative session proceeds.
That sounds good, Bob. Thank you very much.